Please rise as we continue with the prayers of the church. And in our prayers this morning, the prayers are a little lengthened for the prayers also offered by the congregation. Just a note for that. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ and for everyone in need. Paul writes in today's epistle that Christ gave to the church the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists. Strengthen them, Heavenly Father, to go where they are sent, to teach the truth in love, and to call all people to the gospel of your Son. Christ also gave the shepherds and teachers, guide all pastors and lay leaders, Lord Jesus, to nurture your people, young and old, strong and weak, in faith and love. Christ gave these gifts so that we may each function as part of the body of Christ as it builds itself up in love. Help us, O Holy Spirit, to use all our gifts to build one another up in love here and through our mission efforts around the world. God rescued his people from slavery in Egypt, destroying the forces of the nation of Egypt and providing for the Israelites wandering in the desert. Our Lord Jesus offered much more than physical food. He gave himself, the bread of life, to the disciples and all his followers in their need.
Hear the prayers of all who call out to you, O Lord. In their distress from the ills of body and soul, problems of house or home, employment and finances, dignity and food, and especially those near and dear to us, whom we name in our hearts before you.
In addition to those people in our hearts, Lord, we thank you for visitors today, for the Herring family with us today, for the Gonzalez family, for time with family, for Miguel and Audrey visiting us this morning and being here, for John King as well, and all those other visitors here this morning in our sanctuary, Lord. Cover them with your grace. And also for those that are sick and recovering, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Haley, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Amber, Annette and Charlotte, Jennifer, Merle, Katie and Jake, Darlene, Ava, Art, Paul, Evan, Brian, Eileen, Shelley, Chris, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Betty, Cheryl, a young girl and her family, firefighters, Jason Sparky as they begin their journey as husband and wife, the thanksgiving for Henry, Gary Hayworth, and Gary Craven, and Justin Johnson. These and any other things you would have us ask of you, Heavenly Father, grant to us for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We give thanks to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way also, after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the full forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You're invited to the Lord's table. You may be seated.